From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody, to this week's Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at Booker's, and everybody loves Booker's, and this is the 2021-02 release, which was called the Tagalong Batch. Now, you would think is this Girl Scout cookies, Tagalong?
I love Tagalongs.
Yeah, I was like, they didn't make the Samoa batch, the Thin Mint batch, but it's not. It's actually
the
Do-Si-Do batch. This name is actually inspired because of family lineage. So everybody kind of knows that Booker's was created by Booker No, and he learned the ropes of the distillery by following along with his grandfather, which was Jim Beam. And he did it by, of course, tagging along. And we all know that Booker No, actually, maybe we all don't know this, that Booker No actually created Booker's as a way to give gifts for family and for close friends for Christmas presents. It was actually never meant to go out to market, but of course, marketing gets a hold of it and one thing leads to another. Now, some more information about this is that this product has, of course, gone to market now. And now Freddie and Freddie No are responsible for selecting every batch of Booker's that does go out. So this family lineage continues, the tradition keeps alive, and so hence the name Tagalong. This is 127.9 proof. It is 6 years and 5 months old and has an SRP of $90.
You know, I always love making Booker's old fashions. They put you on your ass, but man, they're good.
It's one way that the bourbon really shines through.
And yes.
I mean, I love just using barrel proof bourbon in an old fashioned anyway.
Yep.
Maybe that's just the next stage of a bourbon drinker is, you know, you move up and you're just like, all right,
Just knock me out.
Yeah, it's like no makers. It's too sweet. You know, nothing like that. Like I just need really high rye, really high proof bourbons. But all right, on to the nose. Definitely got some oak characteristics there.
Yeah. You know, Fred always talks about that cornbread note in Jim Beam Distillate. I'm really getting it here.
Yep.
But I'm also getting a slight. I'm getting a little orange peel and a little bit of like flowery scents. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I can definitely see that. I'm trying to think like a honeysuckle-ish.
Yeah, I was going to say like lemony, like a lemony scentsy thingy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounded so weird.
Find your inner honeysuckle.
That's right.
All right, on to the taste.
Man, for the front and mid palate, it's like, and how high proof is, like, really rich and delicate. Mm-hmm. But then it opens up to that Booker's that you're used to.
Pow.
But, yeah, it's got, like, great creaminess to it, strong vanilla note, tons of caramel, cornbread. Then it just opens up in this, like, nice spiciness, rich spiciness.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
So let's rate it. On the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
Curry. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I loved it.
Let me guess where the finish is going to go.
Thumbs up. Yeah, this is one of the better balanced Booker's I've had in quite some time where it's not so overpowering that I could sip this and enjoy it just by itself.
And you're getting a lot more flavor out of it. It's just not a punch in the mouth and stuff like that. So yeah, I love this batch. This is a great one.
Yeah, good job.
Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.